Fathers and Sons by Ivan Turgenev. Translated by Constance Garnett. Narrated by Sean Renette. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1.
"Well, Pyotr, not inside yet?"
was the question asked on May the 20th, 1859, by a gentleman of a little over 40 in a dusty coat and checked trousers, who came out without his hat on to the low steps of the posting station at S. He was addressing his servant, a chubby little fellow with whitish down on his chin and little lackluster eyes. The servant, in whom everything, the turquoise ring in his ear, the streaky hair plastered with grease, and the civility of his movements, indicated a man of the new, improved generation, glanced with an air of indulgence along the road and made answer, "No, sir, not in sight."
"Not in sight," repeated his master.
"No, sir," responded the man a second time. His master sighed and sat down on a little bench. We will introduce him to the reader while he sits, his feet tucked under him, gazing thoughtfully round. His name was Nikolai Petrovich Kirsanov. He had, 12 miles from the posting station, a fine property of 200 souls, or as he expressed it, since he had arranged the division of his land with the peasants and started a farm, of nearly 5,000 acres. His father, a general in the army who had served in 1812, a coarse, half-educated, but not ill-natured man, a typical Russian, had been in harness all his life, first in command of a brigade and then of a division, and lived constantly in the provinces where, by virtue of his rank, he played a fairly important part. Nikolai Petrovich was born in the south of Russia like his elder brother Pavel, of whom more hereafter. He was educated at home till he was 14, surrounded by cheap tutors, free and easy but toadying adjutants, and all the usual regimental and staff set. His mother, one of the Kolyazin family, as a girl called Agatha, but as a general's wife, Agatha Kleya Kuzminisha Kirsanov, was one of those military ladies who take their full share of the duties and dignities of office. She wore gorgeous caps and rustling silk dresses. In church, she was the first to advance to the cross. She talked a great deal in a loud voice, let her children kiss her hand in the morning, and gave them her blessing at night. In fact, she got everything out of life she could. Nikolai Pet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?